Welcome to Live Daf, your online Daf Yomi Shir.
Shalom Aleichem, welcome back to today's Daf Yomi, which is the last and final Daf of Maseches Rosh Hashanah. It is Rosh Hashanah Lamed Hey. We begin on Lamed Dalet Amud Beis. Actually, we're holding at the sixth wide line, beginning with the two dots. Mishnah spoke about the brachis, the tefillos of Rosh Hashanah. The question was whether one can be yotze by just listening to the shliach tzibur, or is there a chiyuv and comment on each individual in the shul to daven. Ben machlekes. Rabbi Gamliel says shliach tzibur can be mitzi, everybody there. Whereas the Chacham say, no, kishem sheshliach tzibur chayiv, just as the shliach tzibur is meant to go through all the brachis, to recite the entire Shemoyne Esrei. Kach, kol yachad v'yachad chayiv, every individual has a chayiv to daven personally as well. Tanya, we learned in the Brice. Amru loy l'Rabban Gamliel, the Chacham turned to Rabban Gamliel, and they say, l'dvarech according to you, that the shliach tzibur is mitzi everybody. If so, lama tzibur mispalulin. Why then does the tzibur daven before the shliach tzibur davens his loud shmenesher? Everybody does the quiet shmenesher. What's the point? Let them just be yoytze by listening to the shliach tzibur. Amar lahem, Rabban Gamliel responds, you know why? Kedei lahastir shliach tzibur tefilasoi, to give the shliach tzibur the opportunity to rehearse, to familiarize himself with the words of Shmoyne Esrei. While everybody is davening, he davens along, he practices for the real Shmoyne Esrei, which is the one that he's going to say out loud afterwards. Amar lahem Rabban Gamliel. Now it was Rabban Gamliel's turn. He turns to the Chachamim and he says, let me ask you, according to your shita, that everybody has to daven personally. If so, lama shliach tzibur yored lifnei ha-teva. Why at all is there a shliach tzibur davening in front of the teva? What's the point? Everybody has to daven on his own. Amr loy, the Chacham respond, typically, we don't need a shliach tzibur, but it was kedei lahoitzi es she'enei baki, to be mighty somebody who's not proficient, doesn't know how to daven on his own. That's the point. That's the role of the shliach tzibur, to be mighty him. But if you have a choice, you have the alternative to daven on your own, you must do so. They hold that tefillah is rachmi, it's tamei rachmanis. It's meant to be personal, your personal expression of closeness to Hashem. You're not meant to be yoytze by listening to the shliach tzibur if you have a choice. Omer lehem, Rabban Gamliel responds, kishem shemoytze sheini baki. Well, just as you agree to me that a shliach tzibur can be moytze an eini baki, a non-expert. So apparently you're treating the brachis of Shemoneh Esrei like any other brachis. Kach moytze is a baki, likewise. If one chooses to be yetzi with the shliach tzibur, even if he has the ability to daven on his own, he is a baki. He can still be yetzi. So, who does the halacha follow? Omar Rabba Barachana, Omar Rabbi Yochanan. He's quoting Rabbi Yochanan as follows. Moidim Chachamim l'Rabbi Gamliel. Chacham accepted Rabbi Gamliel's argument and they reverted to his shita. They were moided to him. They agreed that a shliach tzibur can be moitzi everybody with that Shemoneh Esrei. Although originally there was machlekes, but afterwards there were chayzeh, there were moited to his shita. So going forward, there's no longer a machlekes. All agree, shliach tzibur can be moitzi even a baki. V'rav amar, Rav disagrees. Adayni machlekes. Even nowadays, there is a machlekes between Rabbi Gamliel, who says a shliach tzibur can do it, whereas the Chacham say every yachid has his own personal chiyuv. Shama, Rab Chiya braid the Rabbi Bar Nachmeni. So Rab Chiya heard this halacha in the name of Yechanan, that Chacham are now moida to Rabbi Gamliel, and a shat could be moitzi everybody. Also, he went Amra l'shmata. He went over and said over this halacha, kamed Rav Dimi in front of Rav Dimi Bar Chinana. Amar lei. So Rav Dimi, when he heard that Rabbi Yechanan maintains that even Chacham now agreed to Rabbi Gamliel, he responds and he says, Hachi Marav, there's an opposing view as far as the sheet is. Hachi Marav, Rav maintains that Adayni Machlekes. Even nowadays, there's a Machlekes. Chacham held their ground, they held firm. No, even a Yochan has to do his tefillah. So Rabbi Yochanan said, Chacham agreed to Rav Gamliel that a shatz could be mighty. Rav says, no, adayni machlegis. Machlegis still stands. Amalei. So Rav Chia, Brei the Rabbi Rachmeni, who presented this quote from Rabbi Yochanan to Rav Dimi, to which Rav Dimi responded by saying, well, Rav disagrees with Rabbi Yochanan, he holds that there's still machlegis. So he responded to him, he says, Amalei, Rav Abarachana nam yachay ka'amar. The truth is that Rav Abarachana, who was quoting Rabbi Yochanan, he was the one that started the whole discussion, he also agrees that there's an opposing view. Somebody that agrees, disagrees with Rabbi Yochanan as per the shitas here. He also, Nam Yochanan Kamar, that Ki Ka'amar Rabbi Yochanan Hashemata, when Rabbi Yochanan presented this halacha, that what? That Chacham ended up being Maida to Rabbi Gamliel? If Ligale Rish Lakish, who was the Bar Plukta of Rabbi Yochanan, disagreed with Rabbi Yochanan. And in fact, he said, Va'amar Adayni Machlaikis. There's still Machlaikis raging. Regarding this halacha, Rabbi Gamliel maintains the Shlech Tzibur can be mighty everybody, but not the Chachamim. They hold that a Yachid v'Yachid is Chayev. So we have a machlekes between Rabbi Gamliel and Chachamim, and now we have a machlekes whether the Chacham will mighty to Rabbi Gamliel or not. According to Rabbi Yechanan, Chacham will now mighty to Rabbi Yechanan, to Rabbi Gamliel, that a Shlech Tzibur can be mighty everybody, whereas Rish Lakish maintains no. The machlekes still stands, Chachamim maintain, call Yachid v'Yachid Chayev. Is that so? The Rabbi Yechon maintains that going forward, the Chacham agreed Rav Gamliel that a Shlech Tzibur can be mighty everybody. Va'amar Rabbi Chana Tzipora from the town of Tzipori. Amar Rabbi Yechonon. He quotes Rabbi Yechonon as follows. Hilchas HaKurav Gamliel. In this machlekes, the halacha follows Rav Gamliel. And we say, halacha like Rav Gamliel, Hilchas HaMikal Pli. Apparently there's a machlekes going here. Otherwise, why do you have to paskin like one shita? It's pretty clear that there's a machlekes in this shaila. Rav Gamliel says, Shlech Tzibur is mighty, Chacham disagree. And who's the one speaking? Rabbi Yochanan. So it's pretty clear that Rabbi Yochanan maintains that there's still an ongoing machlekes in this halacha. How does this work with the previous Rabbi Yochanan, who seemed to have said that there's no longer machlekes? Ki saw like Rabbi Amma. Rabbi Abba came out, Miyami from the sea, Rashi says he was traveling at sea, and he returned from his travel. Pirsha, he had a pshat, an answer to this kasha. Moidim chachamim l'rabban gamliel bebrachis shel Rosh Hashanah v'shel Yom Kippur. There are different types of tefillahs. There's Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, long, complicated tefillahs. We have tefillahs throughout the year. Well, Chacham agreed with Rav Gamliel when it comes to Rosh Hashanah and Kippur, as the Gemara soon will explain why. In this case, they say, yeah, even a Shliach Tzibur can do it for everybody. So that was the first Rabbi Yechanan. Chacham Amoida, Rosh Hashanah and Kippur. Halacham called a pligi. Rabbi Yechanan says that there is a machlekes. We follow Rav Gamliel, but there is a machlekes that wasn't with respect to Rosh Hashanah and Kippur. Over there, there's no longer machlekes. What then? Bebrachos techolas shana, regarding brachos and tefillos of throughout the year, all around the year, there is still a machlekes. Can a baki be yaitzit through a shliach tzibur or not? And over there, Rabbi Yechon says, you know what? Hilchas HaKurav Gamliel, that he could be yaitzit, but there is a machlekes. So now everything makes sense. Originally, there was a machlekes between Rav Gamliel and the Chachamim regarding Rosh Hashanah and Kippur and throughout the year. Can a shliach tzibur be mighty or not? Comes Rabbi Yechon, he says a chiddush. Rosh Hashanah and Kippur, we have moedim. They agree to Rabbi Gamliel. The Gemara soon will tell us it's complicated, it's long. Anybody can be yaitzit through a shliach tzibur. Regarding Kol HaShanah Kula, we still have a standing machlekes. And over there, Rabbi Yechon says, Hilchas HaKurav Gamliel. Continues the Gemara. Eini, is that so? That Rabbi Yechon maintains that all agree on Rosh Hashanah you can be Yotzi, but Amar Rav Chana Tzipura, this is the same Rav Chana from Tzipuri that we just began to quote. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Halacha K'ram Gamliel, it doesn't stop there. Bebrachis, Shal Rosh Hashanah, Mashiach Kippur. That was a full statement of Rav Chana Tzipura. Rabbi Yechon paskens like Rabbi Gamliel when it comes to Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. What does that tell us about the state of the machlokes? Of course, there's a machlokes even then. Otherwise, why would he have to pasken like Rabbi Gamliel? Says Teretz falls away. We have Rabbi Yechon himself telling us that even on Rosh Hashanah we have machlokes. How does this fit with the first Rabbi Yechon? That made him chacham in Rabbi Gamliel. Ella Amar Rahmar Yitzchak. You know what? There are three shittas. Three shittas in this shaila. We have Rambam Gamliel all throughout the year. Shliach Tzibur can be moitzi. We have the Chachamim. It never can be moitzi. You have to daven on your own. We have a third shita. Rabbi Meir says, make that distinction between Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, where we allow the Shliach Tzibur to be moitzi, as opposed to the rest of the year, you have to do it on your own. Man moitim. When Rabbi Yechanan told us, Chacham amoitim Rambam Gamliel. Who was it? It wasn't the whole group of Chacham. It was one specific Chacham, Rabbi Meir. He, on his own, agrees to Rabbi Gamliel. Rosh Hashanah will give you a break. It could be Yetzer through Shliach Tzibur. V'alocha mechal de pligi rabbanim. And then when we have the other quote, in the name of Rabbi Yechanan, then we follow Rabbi Gamliel because there is a machlekes. A machlekes is even on Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. That's the rest of the Rabbanim who don't differentiate. You have to daven on your own. You can't be yetzer through Shliach Tzibur. The Sanya. Where do we find this machlekes? Where do we find the third cheetah of Rabbi Meir? Brachis. Shel Rosh Hashanah v'shlem kippurim. Shliach Tzibur moitzi rabim dechavasim. Leave it Rabbi Meir. It's pretty clear. According to Rabbi Meir, we make an exception for Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. Shliach Tzibur can moitzi everybody. So it's Dafke Yom Kippur. Dafke Rosh Hashanah. And this is the third cheetah. Cheetah is Rabbi Meir. They disagree. Just as the shatz does the brachis, likewise, every individual has to do his own Shemoneh Esrei, even on Rosh Hashanah. Okay, so we have three shittas. According to Rambam Gamliel, all throughout the year, Shliach Tzibur can be moitzi. We don't differentiate between brachis and tefillos. Shliach Tzibur can be moitzi anybody who wishes to be moitzi. Chacham disagree. Tefillah is rachmi, it's personal. You have to do it on your own, whether it's Yom Kippur or all throughout the year. Rav Meir makes that distinction. Throughout the year, do it on your own. But Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, we'll give you a discount. You can listen to the Shliach Tzibur. So this provides the answer, the solution to the apparent contradiction in Rabbi Yechanan, who on the one hand says, there's an ongoing machlekes. And we follow Rav Gamliel, but there's an ongoing machlekes. That's the Chacham who disagree with Rav Gamliel vehemently, all throughout the year. Whereas Rabbi Meir, he is moided to Rambam Gamliel on Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, and that's the first Rabbi Yechanan. Moidim Chacham Rambam Gamliel, that's Rabbi Meir speaking on Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. You can listen to Shliach Tzibur. Why Dafka Rosh Hashanah? Why do we make exception? Maishna Hani. Why these brachas different? Ilayim Mishum Denefishi Kroy. Is it perhaps because it's filled with many psukim, which people are perhaps unfamiliar with, so we allow you to listen to Shliach Tzibur? That's not really a true consideration. Va'amar chananu, amar rav. Odo l'chatchila. You should say the entire nusach, but it's not mi'akev. Kivin she'amar b'tzeros l'kosev leimar. Once you say that, you start speaking about malchis and say, in fact, we find in the Torah an expression of malchis. In fact, we find it in the Nevi'im, the Ksuvim, without going through all the psukim. That's okay, shuvin etzorach, but the other that works. So a person who's stuck has an easy way out. Resort to that rather than resorting to listening to Shliach Tzibur and not doing your own tefillah. Why would we allow you to listen to the shatz if you can do an abridged version of Shemoneh Esrei and do just fine? Ela mishum da'afshi brachis. The answer is because there are so many brachis. You have nine brachis, malchis, achronis, and shofars, and a long and complicated. Skip the psukim, fine, that can do without, but the nusachat tefillah and the brachis, it's too much and perhaps too complicated for your typical person who doesn't have a siddur, and those that didn't have machzirim. Not everybody's a baki, and therefore we allow the Shliach Tzibur to be moitzi because of that circumstance. Gufa, let's go back to the halacha that we just mentioned. Amar Rav Chanan, Amar Rav. Kivin she'ama, ube terosol kosev leimor. Once you say, ube terosol kosev leimor, and there are actually a couple of pshatim, Rashi brings two pshatim, either we're speaking about the Kabbarnas of Musaf, so without expressing all the Kabbarnas, just Ubitarasa Kasav Leimar, or according to some Farshim, it's referring to the Malchus, Zuchonis, and Shafers. So as long as he says that short introduction, Shuvenei Tzarech, he's already Yotzi. So from me know that B'nai Yeshiva figured, Hani Mil B'yachad, perhaps this only applies to an individual. Avo B'tziburloi, but during that communal Shemana Esrei Eshtiach Tzibur, he has to do it properly, the way the Chacham will Masakam with all the brachis and the psukim in great length. Itmar, but we learned, Amar B'Shem Levi, no, Echad Yochad V'Echad Tzibur, Kivan Sh'Amar B'Terosel Kosov Leimah Shuvan Etzorech, whether it's a Yochad or a Tzibur, but the Evan, if you skip through it and just give that abbreviated reference to psukim, that is sufficient. Amar B'Lazar, Lo'ilom Yazdir Adam Tfilasoi, V'Echach Yispal. A person should train himself to familiarize himself with the psukim, with the tefillahs. Practice, rehearse in advance of your tefillah to become familiar, which will ensure a smooth and proper tefillah. Omar ba'abba mistavr milsei to Rabbi Lezer bebrachis shal Rosh Hashanah v'shal Yom Kippurim v'shal Prakim. It's probable that this halacha applies specifically to Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, or Prakim, meaning tefillahs which are recited from time to time. Rashi says, "My others, yom tovim." Tefillahs which people aren't necessarily familiar with. Avad de kol hashana loy, but your typical shacharis mincha ma'ariv. There's no need to rehearse to practice. We assume you're pretty smooth when it comes to those tefillahs. And actually, bezman hazed the mefarshim bring we have sedurim, and we read from the machzurim. So there's no real point in preparing in advance. As long as you read inside, you know you're going to say the brachas and the tefillahs properly. Says the Gemara, is that so that the concern only applies to occasional tefillahs, not your set standard tefillahs? Any? V'harav Yehuda mesadet tzloisei masli. We find Rabbi Yehuda would prepare all his tefillahs in advance and then daven. Why was it needed? Why would he have to rehearse your typical shachris? Shani Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda is different. He wouldn't daven every day. Kivan the metlas and yaymen. Since he would only daven once in 30 days, Rashi says, every 30 days he would go over all his learning, a complete chazaras hashas in 30 days, and at the end of which he would get up to daven. Otherwise, he was considered oisik mitzvah. He wouldn't daven while he was busy chazaring. So in this case, kiprakim dami, even the standard shacharis was considered like an occasional tefillah for him, which required preparation and rehearsal. Let's go back to Rav Gamliel, who maintains that a shliach tzibur can be yotzi anybody who wishes to be yotzi from him, whether Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, or throughout the year. Says the Gemara, Poiter, hoye Rav Gamliel, afilu am shebesodes, you meant to know, even somebody living out in the villages can be yotzi from a shliach tzibur, despite the fact that he didn't actually hear the tefillah. This is the power of the shliach tzibur and of the tzibur that can include everybody. Remote control, we might see him from far away. And of course, needless to say, those that are standing here and listening to this tefillah, of course they can be yotzi. Right? So even the ones out in the fields who aren't paying attention to his tefillah, they get credited for that tefillah. Other rabbi, just the opposite. You're telling me the ones in the fields are worse off than the ones here? Just the opposite. Hani anisi, the ones in the fields are there by circumstance. They live out there, perhaps it's out of the tchum, they can't show up, or it's not practical for them to move over here. They have an oinus playing in their favor. Of course they can be yotzi. Hani lo yanisi. As opposed to people living in town, why don't you come to shul, listen to the shliach tzibur? You have an excuse for it. So if anything, the ones out in the fields have more reason to be yotzi, opposite of the way you presented it. You said that even the ones in the fields can be yotzi, certainly the ones that are here. Just the opposite. The ones that are in town and not coming to shul, if anything, they're less connected to the tefillah. As we find, the Tani Abba Breid Rabinyam, Barachia, regarding Birchas Kohenim, we say, Am Shachere Kiharim, if you're in shul and standing behind the Kohen, not face to face, Einam Mechlal Bracha, you don't get included in the Bracha. It looks like you're rejecting the Bracha, you're not interested in the Bracha, you meant to stand Panim, can I get Panim? So if you're here not paying attention, you're worse off than the one in the field who's there by circumstance. If anything, the one out there is more likely to be yotzi than the one here who's not listening. Elokia said, Ravin, when Ravin came, he presented the halacha differently. just the opposite. If anything, Ram Gamliel exempted the people out in the fields, in the villages, who have no option of coming here. It's not included in the tefillah of Shliach Tzibur. My time. They have malacha they're busy with. Whether throughout the year they're busy with their business, or Shanim Kippur, they have to live out there because of business. So out of circumstance, they're living out there, and the Shliach Tzibur might see them, even though they're not listening to the tefillah. Avol be'ir loy, if you live in town, you're not Yaitzei. Taisus explains, come to shul and listen. If you choose not to attend the shul, then you're rejecting the tefillah. You have no business being included in the tefillah, and in fact, you're not going to be Yaitzei with the Shliach Tzibur's tefillah, unless you're there and you're listening. Okay, so in conclusion, we have a sugya regarding a Shliach Tzibur can be Yaitzei, even a Baki. The Gemara concluded, fellows out in the field, or in the Beis HaKnesses, but listening in to the tefillah. We have three shittas. Rav Gamliel maintains, tefillah is like any other bracha, you can be Yaitzei. According to Reb Meir, Dafka, Roshanim Kippur, because of the complicated and long brachas, according to Chachamim, we never allow a Baki to be Yaitzei with a Shliach Tzibur. Tefillah is personal, and every individual has his way, his expression, his method of bonding with Hashem, and you're meant to do it on your own. We learned the halacha that a person should take the unfamiliar tefillahs and rehearse them in advance to ensure a smooth and successful tefillah. Hadron lach yom tov, uslikala, meseches rosh hashanah, and mazal tov, maybe you'll be zeicher to learn many more meseches, with simcha, with tuv levav, with gezunt, nachas, amen, ken yiratzim.
I know you can know this is a Sakoyro, he alone who was the Yoyro. Oh, he's big, they don't know. You can know this is a Sakoyro, he alone who was the Yoyro. Now you've been now what's